Alliance, plus our other great sponsors, Ryan's Roofing, LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, Stellar Industries, Sense Seed and Services, your Pioneer dealer, Hancock County Co-op Oil Association and Senex, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, McNeese Tire and Automotive, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Hancock County Health System, and the Britt Bar and Grill.
Now here's Riding Dirty with A.J. Taylor.
Hey there. Hi there. AJ here with you as we are here in studio today, unfortunately, because of some circumstances beyond our control. Thank you, Mommy Nature. We are back for our second episode of the season with the J&A Outdoor Equipment and McCluskey Appliance Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt. Unfortunately, tonight's Mother's Day spectacular points race at the Hancock County Speedway was canceled due to the excess rain in our area this week. We'll talk about that with the boys here in a second or two. Monday's Spring Fling Sport Mod Nationals is still set to run as they are getting the sponges and squeegees out and doing everything they can to get that water off the track. Last week was Britt's annual race day on Main, and the start of and starting with a bang season opener at the Hancock County Speedway. If you missed it, it was a fun-filled day with race cars and the best of show awards. A pit crew challenge. There was a big kids big wheel races. I did not participate, contrary to popular belief, and along with some of the other great prizes that were there too. And the Hancock County Speedway season opener was definitely a big night too that we will also talk about on the show today. We have the ABCs of racing, of course, me, AJ Taylor. Then you have B, Brad Hiscox of B&B Sounds and Lights and DJ Service, and C, Chris Mad Dog here. Okay, and for all of you who are listening to the show, if you have questions or a comment for any of us, you can text us at 828-MIX-KIOW. I'm staring at the big screen right now here in front of me. That's 828-649-5469. And I've got to check that out. Okay.
We'll try to answer the questions as best to our ability.
Yeah.
And if we can't, we'll find the answer for you.
Yeah.
We'll make it up.
Yeah, we've got the Funkin' Wagnalls library back in the back. We can check that out. No problem whatsoever. Okay, we have got a lot to get to, so we're going to take a quick break. Come right back. You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment and McCluskey Appliances Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW B103, worldwide on KOW.com, and, of course, on Facebook.
Hello, North Iowa. This is Rich.
And Jessica.
Owners of McCluskey Appliance. For a limited time only, enjoy scorching hot deals on appliances. From kitchen essentials to outdoor grills, energy-efficient refrigerators to multi-functioning ranges, we've got everything you need to take your home to the next level and transform your kitchen into a modern masterpiece or your laundry room into a clothes-washing workhorse. May is Maytag Month. We'll have ongoing sales all month long. McCluskey Appliance. North Federal in Mason City, State Street in Garner, or on the web at McCluskeyAppliance.com.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, opening May 20th at 218 5th Street Southwest in Britt. Or see them today at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010. Specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. Five-star testimonials, highest-rated materials from local suppliers, warranted craftsmanship and unmatched pricing, free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798, or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable, one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
Sense Seed and Services in Britt, your local Pioneer team, is with you from the word go. With industry-leading genetics and on-the-farm trials. When it's go time, make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn and soybean products. Sense Seed and Services in Britt invites you to bring your kids to the Kids Zone at the Hancock County Speedway.
Call 515-689-0503.
Okay, we are getting going here with the season's big headline race nights here on the J&A Outdoor Equipment and McCluskey Appliance Ridin' Dirty. First one's going to be the Spring Fling Mod Sport Mods, which are coming up on Monday. The Stars and Stripes and Sirens special race comes up on May 24th. The Hobo Hustle Stock Car Shootout is going to be on June 7th. These are all new stuff that we've never really ever done. You got the Hobo Stock Clash of the Titans on July 19th, the Black Dirt Nationals Fair Race on the 23rd of July, and the two biggest nights of racing, which are going to be here in the Midwest, they're the Knights of 1,000 Stars. You notice there's no 10,000. It's just 9. Oh, it's just 1,000 now.
They're comboing the two.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Anyway, two-night show.
Yep.
August 9th and 10th, Monday night, the best of the best, especially in sport mods, will be on the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, battling it out for huge purses of up to $2,000 to win. That is going to be a lot of fun. And this year's classes are the IMCA Modifieds, the IMCA Stocks, the IMC Sport Mods, and the IMC Hobby Stocks. There's also going to be a new class of cars this year called the Hancock County Speedway Outlaw. Hobby Stocks.
Oh, yes. And that was good racing.
Really?
Yes.
Surprisingly, yeah.
It was probably one of the top three, I would say.
Top three out of all the divisions?
Yep. All the features.
Yeah. Well, I would say. Of course, we know what the best show was.
Oh, yeah.
The B Mods.
That's true.
Yep.
I love those.
They put on a heck of a show, especially with the Fat Boys.
Yep. When you got the older boy coming from 11th place and just about won it. I bet you Alex probably wasn't a front tire ahead of him.
There was times that they were looking over at each other, probably waving.
Yeah.
Hey, here I am.
Oh, man, hey.
Remember me?
Yeah. And then you got third place. He was right in there with them. Mm-hmm. And it was that way for probably six laps right toward the end. They were all three right there. That was
they're battling a good out. Race. Like I said, it kept us on the edge of our seats.
Yeah.
So I got to ask this. Last Friday was the Hancock County Speedway season opener. Did it really go off with a bang like it was titled, or what do you think?
Yeah. I thought it did.
Yeah.
We had 90 cars there.
91? Or is it just 90? I think it's 91.
90, 91, something like that. But still. But,
yeah. I mean,
we haven't had
good
that many
car count
there
in every class
for a long, long time. And there was drivers there that I hadn't seen at Britt for a long, long time.
Or even heard of.
Right. Or we had one guy from Anchorage, Alaska there.
Well,
of course, he was there last year, too. But
was he?
Yeah. Huh. Yep. He comes down every year and stays down here.
Mm-hmm. I know we had guys come from California all the time because they say that the competition out here is great. So that's why they come out here. They just like to
believe me when I tell you the competition is much better out here. All you can hear from the guys out in the Southwest is, I can't wait till Iowa opens up. Yep. You know, and then what happens is you lose all that great talent that comes up from the Southwest up to here because
the
purses are bigger,
here.
The competition's more fierce.
The tracks are a lot better. Mm-hmm. It's a different type of racing up here. And that's what they want. They want that competition. They want to run with these guys that run up here all the time because they're good. And you go down to Boone, look at the Super National winners. I would say probably 85 to 90% are all from the Midwest, past winners. I would say. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I've got to concur with you because it's, you get these guys that come up from the Southwest and the South, et cetera, and they come up here and they get tested big time. And then when these guys are actually competing against our racers here in the local area, you can tell that sometimes the guys that don't have the experience, they're falling back. They're having all kinds of problems. And you look down at your card and you go, oh, that guy's from Texas or that guy's from Utah or whatever. And then you're seeing the person that's from Kanawha or not to take anything away from Kanawha, mind you, or, you know, maybe Joyce or someplace like that. And they're just skunking them out there.
Yep. Yep. So, yeah, it was, I would say it went off with a bang.
Any big surprises, you think?
You know, I was thinking about that earlier, and I forgot that one.
Modified race. I was very, very surprised that Jeremy Mills wasn't right up in there. Yeah.
Well, Mr. Alaska,
he was doing good till he run over that slow car, and then he started dropping back.
Yeah, yep.
The slow car came, he didn't run over him, but
right.
The slow car came up into him, and they bounced off of the front tire. But, then he started going back. But Jeremy, I don't know. He started a ways back, but he didn't get up there very far at all. So
Begin the year, I suppose. So I don't. Yep. I'm sure it's another new chassis for him.
I don't know about that. It could be.
I know he was selling the other one. So
It could be.
He might have a new chassis, so he's getting rid of the other one. Or he's not, yeah. And so a lot of times with a new chassis like that, you're working on it. You got to tweak it here and there to.
Kelly Shyrock wasn't there, so.
No, he was up in Wisconsin, I guess.
Yep. They had a World Outlaw Late Models, I believe, was up there.
Yep.
That was a big race right there, no question.
Big
about
money
it.
Race up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Huge, huge, huge. Now, you see, we talked about anything standing out, the B mods. Kind of give me an idea of what you guys thought about the B mod situation out there.
Fantastic race. There was 19 B mods there.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Like we said, the Fett brothers, they were just unbelievable.
Yeah, like that. Like the season never ended last year. They just picked right up from where they started last year, and just started up again this year.
I think Alex started like fifth, and the other one he started 11th, and I would say probably within. Seven laps left out of the, what they run? Did they run 20 laps, Chris?
I believe so.
I think there was like 7 or 8 laps to go. He was right up there battling for the lead. Colby was.
Off the text request line, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, Mike from Britt here. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Good to hear from you. We have a little trivia question. Who is the most famous racer to ever race in Britt?
Most famous racer to ever race in Britain.
You got Kenny Schrader.
Where's the Jeopardy theme song? We usually have that up here. Where's the Jeopardy? I don't see it. Okay. Oh. But anyway, keep going.
Kenny Schrader and Kenny Wallace.
Kenny Wallace. We're running a special deal.
They was up here for Night of a Thousand Stars. And they was up here one other time for...
Were on the USMTS Tour Series, I think, is what they were doing.
Yeah, but they were running IMCA cars for the Night of a Thousand Stars that one year. And then when they both were up here at the same time, I can't remember if that was...
That was that USMTS show.
Was it?
I think they're doing that tour.
Okay, yeah, because the USMTS had cars over there out at the track at the time. Yeah. But yeah, Kenny Wallace and Kenny Schrader, that's the two most famous ones that I know of that's raced at that track.
There you go, Mike. There's your answer right there.
If you're asking about celebrity-wise, I mean, the most biggest celebrity I know was back with the season opening in 95. They had Governor Branstad there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The very first night when they opened the track, Governor Branstad was there.
He came out and he did a little speech about how great this track and how help promote Iowa.
Well, there you go right there. All right. Now, if you want more information on the races that are coming up, the days, the times, the prices, you go on Facebook or on the HancockCountySpeedway.com and check it out. We're going to take a quick break, come right back. We've got a driver to talk to here that we've all been talking to. Kind of cool. You're listening to J&A's Outdoor Equipment and the McCluskey Appliance Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW B103 worldwide on KOW.com, B1031.com, and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, opening May 20th at 218 5th Street Southwest in Britt. Or see them today at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
Hello, North Iowa. This is Rich.
And Jessica.
Owners of McCluskey Appliance. For a limited time only, enjoy scorching hot deals on appliances. From kitchen essentials to outdoor grills, energy-efficient refrigerators to multi-functioning ranges, we've got everything you need to take your home to the next level and transform your kitchen into a modern masterpiece or your laundry room into a clothes-washing workhorse. May is Maytag Month. We'll have ongoing sales all month long. McCluskey Appliance. North Federal in Mason City, State Street in Garner, or on the web at McCluskeyAppliance.com.
Hancock County Co-op Oil, your energy co-op. Our tank wagons and semi-fuel transports deliver quality Senex gas and diesel to your farm or business, plus propane gas, LP tanks, LP lines, and offer flexible billing and contract options. At our shop in Garner, we specialize in the bottom side of your vehicle, such as alignments, brakes, exhaust, and suspension. We offer most any brand or size of tire for your car, truck, farm, or implement. For our many energy, tire, and auto services, call Hancock County Co-op Oil at 800-924-2667.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT in Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
McNeese Tire and Automotive has been serving your ag and vehicle needs for over 25 years with everything from tires to complete engine repair and all the parts you need to keep you rolling. Whether you drive an automobile, semi, or farm equipment, big or small, we do it all with 24-hour on-the-farm and roadside service calls. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Here we go! Rock your next party with B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, a full-service production company for weddings, reunions, or any special event. Give Brad or Brendan a call at 641-251-1761. B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Call 641-251-1761.
We are back here on the J&A Outdoor and McCluskey Appliances Riding Dirty here on Mix 107.3, B103 Worldwide on KOW.com, B103 as also all B1031.com, as well as the apps on the KIOW app and the B103 app as well, too. You might want to check those out. And if you have any questions or anything like that you want to ask the guys, all you do is text us. I got the screen right here ready to go. And, of course, we've already heard from a couple of people here, but we'd love to hear from you as well, too. 828-MIX-KIOW. Tonight, our feature driver is second in the stock car points at the Hancock County Speedway. And he's number 14, Chad Palmer, of Renwick, Iowa. Now, Palmer tussled during last week's first half with number 44, Kevin Opheim.
Yep, his nemesis.
Yep, it's amazing.
I hate Kevin.
It's a guy is really something.
Anyway, he doesn't hate Kevin.
He
got the shirt.
He is such a nice guy. Yes. Anyway.
He really is.
And I know he's smiling as he's listening to the show, too. Anyway, prior to getting passed late in the race by number 92, Dan Mankin.
McIntoon,
thank you. I have my glasses on backwards. Anyway, Palmer held on to finish second place. Now, Palmer is clearly a veteran in racing. He talks about how he got his start just a paltry 24 years ago.
I used to go to the races with my dad when I was a kid and watch some family friends race. And then Britt and Algona. Wright County Speedway a little bit. But I was pretty young, but yeah, we used to go to Belmont. And then when they built Britt, I was probably 11 or 12. And we went to Britt and Algona every week.
And Palmer tells us which track he actually prefers and why.
It's changed over the years. I mean, I know we're sitting here in Britt. I used to really like Algona. Then we raced Fairmont for a few years. I really liked it up there. But lately, I mean, to be honest, I've been pretty happy at Britt. I mean, it just seems like more of our home track. We just live down in Renwick. We're not really far from Britt or Algona. But it seems like Britt's more of our home track.
Is it more of a challenge?
Probably over my career, I've probably won way more races at Algona. So maybe Britt is more of a challenge. I know there a couple years ago, I think we raced 13 nights and we had like 11 different stock car winners. So it's tough.
Okay, first and foremost, I've driven so many times down towards Renwick. I can tell you that he's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah. Just down 17.
I bet you he's probably halfway
in between both. Yeah.
And Algona.
Yeah.
Probably the same amount of miles.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you guys think about these local tracks? What to watch these races? You've been to all these local tracks. Which one do you think has the toughest competition?
The tracks keep changing so much anymore. It's like it's hard to say, really.
Here's the thing: getting our biased opinion since we're from Britt.
Yeah, well, right. I am not pushing the idea that you guys have to choose.
No,
Britt,
no.
But it would be a darn good idea if you did.
I would say, as far as quality of cars, you're going to see better quality of drivers and cars at Boone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a given because that place has been there forever, and that everybody goes down there because that's if you want to run the national at the end of the season, mm-hmm. you want to be kind of ready and tested.
But mm-hmm. they get over 110 cars.
They sometimes
every
have
weekend.
To run two features.
Yeah. So it's nuts down there. But I don't know. Algo's got some good cars over there, too. From what I've heard from some guys, that Algona's a little bit trickier track to run. I don't know.
Well, you got those trees off of 3 and 4 that shade it most of the day.
Yeah.
So you go into 1 and 2, and it's probably a little drier and stuff. But then you go into 3 and 4, and it's a little slicker or tackier because that the trees have been shading it all day.
That's
where I suppose drivers have a.
I'm curious. You guys haven't said Mason City yet.
Well,
Mason City used to be a fun place.
Used to be a good
place.
I'm not. It was a half mile track, and it was both of the walls racing. Now they cut it down to a soup bowl.
4/10. That's what they're advertising.
Smaller.
That's what they're advertising. Oh. I heard it today on the radio.
Really?
Yep. Come see you at the 4/10. They call it the bowl ring or something like
boring.
That. Yeah. Whatever. I mean, not I'm not knocking any tracks. I'm just saying that.
That's all USMTS over there. And I'm just not a fan of that track.
I get it. All right, let's get back to Palmer now. He was asked about his pit crew and how involved his family gets into racing.
Yeah, it's me, and then I got a couple buddies, Drake and John, help me. And then the last few years, my son Nash and his buddy Channing, they help. They're 14 and 15. They've been coming for the last probably 5 years. They get more and more involved every year. I mean, they change tires and all that kind of stuff in the pits, and they're getting really involved. My boy Nash is 15, so I'll probably have to turn over the steering wheel pretty soon or buy another car or something.
That was going to be my next question, because racing is a family thing. We all know that. I've known families that have three generations that are racing out there. The first generation was a grandmother, and the second generation was the two sons, followed by their three sons and the daughter. Guess who was winning all the time? Anyway, what do you foresee that in the future for your guys? I mean, are they taking that kind of an interest in it, or what's happening?
I mean, yeah, possibly. Like I said, my son Nash is 15. My daughter, Sailor, is just about 13. They're pretty involved in it. I could see us getting a hobby stock maybe in a couple years for Nash. I mean, he's pretty busy with sports right now, and I mean, I like that he's concentrating on that. I mean, I told him you can always race. You know, I'm 40 years old and still racing, so I mean, you can race. Kind of focus on sports now, but we'll see. Once we get going here in the season, it seems like that bug, it just really gets you going and more excitement about it. So we'll see what the years bring.
All right, just for purposes of information, I knew a guy who would always win down in Thunder Raceway in Arizona. He was 72 years old, and there was a grandma that was 77, and she was racing as well, too, and had no problems whatsoever. I mean, she could handle the stick shifts. She could handle everything, and she made some of these young kids look terrible, even her grandchildren, as a matter of fact. So how important is family racing?
I don't doubt that a bit.
Family is what keeps the whole thing together. I mean, because everybody's got to be involved.
Yeah, family, if you're racing and your family don't help you, you just as well get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to have a family if you... Family, they're going to help. I mean, they're going to get involved with it. I just look at the Fett family.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yes.
You know,
Fett family. Yeah,
even
involved
that dad finished. And, I don't know where he finished in the...
The Fish family.
It's always when one of the boys wins, he'll pull up behind him in his car and get out and come up and give him a big congratulations, hug. And
yep. I mean, it's family's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, if you're stuck in the garage, the kids are going to want to be there. Then the next thing, you know, the wife is going to bring the tea or whatever and say, okay, look, you know, she got some sweet tea. What do you need me to do, work on the carburetor?
I don't think it'll be sweet tea.
Here's what I'm going to say. It's got to be basically an all-in or not because, I mean, if there's somebody in the family that's not wanting to do it, then it's probably going to pull on the ones that are.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's tough. But, yeah, usually, I mean, you go to these races and you see how much family's involved.
Well, that leads us into Palmer's goals for the racing year.
You know, we're going to race Brit and Algona weekly. We do race for points. We've been track champion at both tracks in past years. That's always a goal. We'll race Boone for Super Nationals. Always try to make the show down there. Probably not travel too much farther than that.
Now, you used to race vintage cars. You still do that?
So, yeah, I used to race a vintage car owned by Mike Hankins out of Corwith. We'll probably get that out a couple times. I haven't really talked to him about that yet, but you could see that also.
Okay, all three of us were around talking to this guy.
Yep.
Tell me, what does he have to do to win a track championship?
Stay consistent.
Yeah. Drive the way he has been driving.
He put on a good show last week.
And I mean,
if he just keeps doing that, he'll be fine.
Yep.
He's got a beautiful car, too. I love the colors.
Yeah.
Purple and the green.
Yep.
Just really pops. Hey, and
he knows how to get a track champion. He knows how to do it. I mean, it's just a matter of being there when it's supposed to be there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Having the car set up right for that night. And
he's always up there.
Yeah.
So if he doesn't get any DNFs, he'll be good.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
Yep.
All right.
DNFs will.
You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment and McCluskey Appliance Ride and Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOWB 103 worldwide on KOW.com, all the apps, and, of course, on Facebook.
Hello, North Iowa. This is Rich.
And Jessica.
Owners of McCluskey Appliance. For a limited time only, enjoy scorching hot deals on appliances. From kitchen essentials to outdoor grills, energy-efficient refrigerators to multi-functioning ranges, we've got everything you need to take your home to the next level and transform your kitchen into a modern masterpiece or your laundry room into a clothes-washing workhorse. May is Maytag Month. We'll have ongoing sales all month long. McCluskey Appliance, North Federal in Mason City, State Street in Garner, or on the web at McCluskeyAppliance.com.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, opening May 20th at 218 5th Street Southwest in Britt. Or see them today at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Exmark inventory at JAOutdoorEquipment.com.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010. Specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. Five-star testimonials, highest-rated materials from local suppliers, warranted craftsmanship and unmatched pricing, free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798. Or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
The famous Northern Lights Pizza Dash in Garner, home to the tasty crust which originated in Des Moines. Garner Cynics continues Northern Lights' passionate pursuit of pizza perfection using all-natural pizza sauce, fresh-cut vegetables, and 100% real cheeses. Whether you're in the mood for pizza, pasta, breadsticks, wings, or dessert, Northern Lights Pizza Dash at Garner Cynics offers delicious perfection for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Order now and get deliciousness on the go. Call 641-923-2694 or visit northernlightspizza.com.
All right, as usual, the time is running short, so we got to get into the winners from last week. Boys, what do we have here?
Oh, yeah, starting off in a – where are we at?
Modifieds.
Modifieds? Why are we starting with them?
Go any direction you want to go. Come on, man.
Well, usually I go in order of okay. It's the first show is what, the hobby stocks? And then,
Right.
But, well, yeah. Anyway, so it's a new name, new face. Like I said, we had some cars from places I never knew of before.
Exactly.
The winner was 71C of Troy Cordes from Dunkerton, Iowa.
Yep. In the sport mods, we had Alex Fett from Burton, a 08 car.
And say it's
best race of all night.
Some familiar names there.
Yep.
And the stock cars, we had the number 92. See, that's why I wanted you to take this one. What's his last name again?
Dan McAtoon.
Number 92, Dan McAtoon of Hamburg, Minnesota. Another
good friend of Darren's. Darren Toots, a promoter.
Promoter, yeah. We didn't bring his name up, but that's all right.
IMC High Hobby Stocks, the T8 car of Brandon Nielsen of Spencer, and when he was racing in the Outlaw Hobbies, he should have won that too, but he kept spinning himself out. He did it three times. Come back up to second, third, he'd spin himself out. He'd start the back-to-back. Did it three times. It's like
the track must have been slicking out.
Yeah.
Dry slicking out. Finally, what?
There's your hobby stocks,
yep,
by
there's
the way.
Our hobby, talk about our the hobby stocks. Hobby stocks.
Yeah.
So you got Luke Schluter here, right, of New Hampton?
Yeah. Yep, that's a new guy.
Yeah.
But he runs the Outlaw. And I did find out some stuff about the Outlaws. Somebody was asking last week. They are allowed to run headers, and so are the Hobby Stocks this year. IMCA opened that up to where they can run headers on the Hobby Stocks.
Otherwise, they're just running regular manifolds.
The regular Hobby Stocks are limited to 9-to-1 compression, where the Outlaw Hobby Stocks can go 9.5-to-1 compression. And
they run the G60 big tires.
The big tires, the G60, just like the same tires they run on stock cars and modified, same tires.
Awesome.
So that are some of the big differences. But the big thing is with the IMCA Hobby Stocks, they finally let them go ahead and put headers on instead of running in manifolds. That was a pain in the butt.
I'll just say this from the outset. It's about darn time because you want to give those cars as much power as you possibly can under the circumstances. Well, and sometimes they were struggling out there.
It was cheaper to run headers than it is the regular stock manifold. Then you got to get a special pipe to put on there to get it down, to get it back to where you got to be. And a lot of times people were just welding pipes together and they'd fall off.
Or they're porting them out to be cheating and they get caught.
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
So, I mean, go buy a set of headers and throw it on her and be done with it.
All right, we'll come right back with our final segment. You're listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment and McCluskey Appliances Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIW B103, worldwide on KIW.com, B1031.com, and on Facebook.
Exmark mowers are known for their signature cut quality, legendary dependability, and an operator experience unlike any other. Because if something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. Don't miss out on limited time savings going on now at J&A Outdoor Equipment, opening May 20th at 218 5th Street Southwest in Britt. Or see them today at their other location, 1 mile east of Bode on 130th Street. J&A Outdoor Equipment, two locations to help you get the job done right. View Xmark inventory at jaoutdoorequipment.com.
Hello, North Iowa. This is Rich.
And Jessica.
Owners of McCluskey Appliance. For a limited time only, enjoy scorching hot deals on appliances. From kitchen essentials to outdoor grills, energy-efficient refrigerators to multi-functioning ranges, we've got everything you need to take your home to the next level and transform your kitchen into a modern masterpiece or your laundry room into a clothes-washing workhorse. May is Maytag Month. We'll have ongoing sales all month long. McCluskey Appliance. North Federal in Mason City, State Street in Garner, or on the web at McCluskeyAppliance.com.
Hancock County Health System has offered patient-centered care since 1953. The health system operates four family practice clinics in Britt, Garner, Kanawha, and Wesley, as well as a hospital. Hancock County Health System, your health, our care, a lasting partnership.
It's showtime at the Brit Bar and Grill. Open mic night is the second Tuesday of every month starting at 8 o'clock. Come bring a guitar or all your best jokes. See our Facebook page for other upcoming events. So go ahead, break a leg and knock them dead at the Brit Bar and Grill, downtown Brit. Go Eagles.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT's service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT and Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at IMT.com/careers.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Britt. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Well, back here on Riding Dirty, the J&A Outdoor Equipment and McCluskey Appliances Riding Dirty here on Mix 107.3, B103 Worldwide on KIW.com, Facebook, and all the apps as well, too. Thanks to the people who texted in. And don't forget, Monday, May 13th, is the Spring Fling Sport Mod Nationals. Then Friday, the 17th, is the next Spectacular Points Night at the Hancock County Speedway, the home of the Stars. We'll be back next Friday night at 5:30 for another edition of the J&A Outdoor Equipment and McCluskey Appliances Riding Dirty.
Live from the track.
That's right. Hopefully we can get that in there because it's a little soaked out there right now. So our thanks here to the ABCs of Racing, Brad Hiscox of B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Got to check that out, man. He's got a heck of a show when he gets going. And Chris Mad Dog Madsen himself. I'm AJ Taylor. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. See ya.
We will talk to you again next week right here on Mix 107.3 and on B103.com. You've been listening to the J&A Outdoor Equipment and McCluskey Appliances Riding Dirty.
The greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, was brought to you by these great businesses.
Our title sponsors, J&A Outdoor Equipment and McCluskey Appliance. Plus, our other great sponsors, Ryan's Roofing, LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, Stellar Industries, Sense Seed and Services, your pioneer dealer, Hancock County Co-op Oil Association and Senex, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, McNeese Tire and Automotive, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Hancock County Health System, and the Britt Bar and Grill.
Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, Fridays at 5:30 p.m.